Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I just heard that soundbite from President Donald J. Trump about an illegal alien murder suspect, and he had the line something to the effect of, he wouldn't even be here if our administration had been in place, if our policies had been in place, something to that effect. And that made me think of this big story out of Belgrade, Montana. Let's see, yesterday, about 12 hours ago here, we got a tweet from Scott C. Scott C., I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce all the Latin that's at the end of his name on X here. I think he's one of John Jackson, the Joker, from X's buddies. But he sent a tweet to both John Jackson and myself. He says, "Have you heard this before? House full of mams, not related, don't speak the language, meth and guns." This was a story out of Belgrade, Montana, this week. This is a new story, by the way. This is not another one of these stories from several months ago. So what did he mean, first off, by house full of mams? That's ma'am is not, "Hey, ma'am, how you doing today?" No, that's not a gender pronoun deal here. Mams are military-aged males. So Scott C. must have some sort of a law enforcement, military background, something to that effect. But, yeah, what's the story here? Let's see. Pulled it up real fast here. Man facing attempted homicide charge after shooting at Belgrade police. This was in Belgrade, Montana. This is a story. Let's see, that just got updated yesterday, just before noon. Heriberto Ruelas Yarayas, 30 years old, is now scheduled to appear in Gallatin County Justice Court today after he was too intoxicated for his hearing on Thursday. The man who was arrested after firing shots at officers from the garage of a Belgrade residence on Wednesday is facing a charge of attempted deliberate homicide. That's the Heriberto Ruelas Yarayas. See, whenever you use a Spanish name, Hispanic name, you have to use the accent. That's what the gal on The View has taught us here. You have to, you know, you really got to ham it up whenever you're pronouncing a Spanish name that's in the news here. If it's an Irish name, you just carry on. You know, you don't need to say Sean Hannity. You can just say Sean Hannity. So, is that even Irish? Is Hannity? Anyway. So it's not mentioned in the KBZK TV report. Apparently it wasn't mentioned in an NBC Montana report either. But when Scott C. included this in a tweet to both John Jackson and I took about 30 seconds. I pull up the Gallatin County Detention Center inmate roster. And there, right on the public information website, it says, ICE hold. So, you know, in this big story about a NBC Montana was even more hysterical. Belgrade man, arrested for shooting at police. Oh, just a Belgrade man, huh? Heriberto Ruelas Yarayas, who's on an ICE hold. That's Belgrade man. Just another Belgrade man arrested after shooting at the police.
Securing America.
It's a slow start to my ride along in South Texas. Lieutenant Chris Olivares is on patrol, keeping watch along the Rio Grande. Then a call comes in.
We're going to hang up.
Our first stop takes us to a town in the valley called McAllen. Three men from Honduras and Mexico tried to climb over the border. Their attempt fails. Lieutenant Olivares says it's one apprehension on a morning slower than the years back.
Right now in Texas, illegal border crossings are down 88%. Now that's in part because of what we've been able to do in Texas.
But with cooler weather and a new administration coming in January, preparations for a potential mass migration are underway. Texas DPS and the state's National Guard are forming lines across vulnerable areas of the state's 1,200-mile border. It's an exercise meant to send a message.
Illegal border crossers are not going to want to cross in that area. They're going to want to go somewhere else where there's less resistance.
Sarah Allegra, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With more cloud cover building in across the region today, snow shower chances build into Bozeman later midday afternoon. High temperatures will stay up around 40 in Bozeman to 48 in the Billings area. For tonight, light snow in Bozeman, an inch or two expected. Rain showers mixing with snow at times in Billings with little or no accumulation expected. Lows from the mid-20s to low 30s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Look at that, Montana. See, this is why we can have nice things. They cut taxes in the 21 session. They cut taxes in the 23 session. And now Montana Governor Greg Gianforte proposing to do just that again. Cut your taxes. Why? Well, the last time they cut your taxes, not only did you get to keep more of your money, but revenue collections still soared after the fact. We covered that on Thursday's Montana Talks. We'll take your calls and more Friday.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Celebranco Carnival. I'm sorry. All right, I'll stop it now. It's too early for all this stuff. Okay, let's see here. John Jackson probably isn't even awake yet. Here we are having fun, speaking John Jackson's language and everything. All right. Oh, I got to see. Tim and Savage just sent something here. Oh, got to check this one out. Is it safe for TV? Hey, here we go. It's an update here. Tim, can I share that one on the air? Let me know if I can share that one on the air. That is incredible. Freaking beast mode, man. All right. Yeah, let me know if I can share that one on the air. I usually assume if somebody sends us a message on the Montana Talks app the assumption is that you're giving us permission to share that information on the air, unless you include a note that says, hey, you know, for your eyes only, or hey, don't share this on the air. But FYI, because we love getting your tips as well. But anyway, back to this whole story. So here you have a guy facing attempted homicide charges after shooting at Belgrade police in Belgrade, Montana. How many of you remember when Belgrade was just a sleepy little town and it felt like it was further away from Bozeman? And now, of course, you got the drug cartels and transients and all sorts of crazy stuff going on in the Bozeman, Belgrade, Big Sky area here, all as a result, especially of these open border policies of the Biden-Harris, John Tester Democrat regime here in the past few years. And then old Butte. Butte, man, I tell you what, this fentanyl, there's been a series of fentanyl overdoses, and so the sheriff there has been speaking out about the threat of fentanyl. But back to NBC Montana here for just a second. So NBC Montana, as John Jackson always likes to refer to them, what did they have here? Okay, Representative-elect Lucas Schubert, I like the name change on X there. Lucas Schubert would always call in from the Flathead. I think that's a big reason why he won his primary and then won so big in the general election. He'd call into Montana Talks and he'd always say his full name, Lucas Schubert, running for HD. I can't remember what HD it was, but hey, you remember his name. He says, hello, NBC. Forgot to mention that your Belgrade man is an illegal alien. Yeah, NBC Montana here on X. A Belgrade man who allegedly discharged several shots at Belgrade police officers is charged with attempted deliberate homicide. Heriberto Urias reportedly stole a gun from his neighbor before locking himself inside of a garage. And yeah, you can see the comments here. Belgrade man? Heriberto? Belgrade man? Somebody else says he never should have been here. Montana man, yeah, did he 9 hours ago. He told them to do what I already did 11 hours ago. Check the Gallatin County Jail roster. You will probably see ICE hold among his other charges. That means he's an illegal alien. Now, let me just one quick clarification here. just because we like to be accurate. We're, you know, the other folks in the media, they don't have to be accurate. They can, you know, talk about fake news all day long. Russia hoax. The Biden laptop is not real. You know, they can be inaccurate. They can straight up lie. They can run with the hoax and then they can move on and act like nothing ever happened. We try to be accurate. We really do everything. And if I get something wrong, then I want to fix it, right? That's why I loved it when we had a John Sinyard call in the other day. Hey, Aaron, I got to correct you. Hey, that's why we have the phone lines open, right? Technically, somebody could be in jail on an ICE hold, and they may not necessarily be an illegal alien. They may be on some sort of an immigration status. So just so we're all accurate, we'd have to hear from the Belgrade police chief or from the Gallatin County attorney. But you notice the Democrat Gallatin County attorney doesn't like to tell you about the immigration status of these folks. It's got to be very protective of the immigration status of these folks. So most likely an illegal, but could also be on some sort of a legal status. So when it says ICE hold, it's likely an illegal alien, but it could be some sort of other immigration status, right? Because, you know, they hand out the legal immigration status like candy these days. Oh, you get to be a refugee. Oh, you get to be an asylee. So, but he is on an ICE hold. I did check that one for you here. But anyway, so I saw Lucas Schubert's tweet here this morning as I was gearing up for the show. And I added this point. Guys, journalism is really not that hard. It took 30 seconds 11 hours ago to pull up the Gallatin County jail roster. And I do commentary. Where's the so-called news people? Now, I am going to go back and see. They didn't highlight it on X, but I am going to go see if NBC Montana at least decided to highlight the ICE hold. I'll check that for you here in just a second. Okay, what about the message from Tim in Savage? Our Mondakistan bureau chief, I thought he would have, you know, an exclusive interview with Doug Burgum, who was just named Interior Secretary nominee by Trump. But this is even cooler. Tim in Savage is now down 50 pounds. He has now lost 50 pounds thanks to Billings' last diet. I don't even think he's 2 months in and he's lost 50 pounds already. He is down 9% body fat. 9% body fat loss. Absolutely incredible. I love hearing that. You know, I'm going to have some more good news for our listeners here in just a few minutes, but that's some very good news right there. Hey, you can have some good news as well if you're looking to lose the weight. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com, BillingsLastDiet.com, or give them a call. Get scheduled, 294-6751. They have a remote option. You don't even have to live in Billings. He's out on the North Dakota border, for Pete's sake.
This is House Call for Health. Medicare costs are going up for seniors. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services recently saying premiums for Medicare Part B, which includes doctor visits, outpatient care, and medical equipment, will rise by about 6% next year. Those who enroll in Part B will now pay a monthly premium of $185. Higher income seniors who have an income-related monthly adjustment amount will pay between $591 to $628 a month. The agency says it's raising the premium because of estimated price changes and expected use of the plan. Medicare is available for individuals 65 and older, but there are some who can get it sooner if they meet certain qualifications. There are four parts of Medicare. Part A is hospital insurance coverage, B is Medicare insurance, C, Advantage plans, Part D is drug coverage. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With more cloud cover building in across the region today, snow shower chances build into Bozeman later midday afternoon. High temperatures will stay up around 40 in Bozeman to 48 in the Billings area. For tonight, light snow in Bozeman, an inch or two expected. Rain showers mixing with snow at times in Billings with little or no accumulation expected. Lows from the mid-20s to low 30s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Man, I first heard that this might be in the works weeks ago. A brand new hockey arena for Billings, Montana. And here's the deal. It's not coming from your taxpayer dollars like they wanted to do before. Montana Coal is helping to pay for a new hockey arena in Billings, Montana. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks just posted that big news on our Montana Talks website right now. Plus, stay tuned Friday. We may have some guests join us on the show to talk about it.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, agricultural lenders say they're less optimistic that their farmer borrowers will remain profitable this year. A decline in profitability overall concerns bankers, though that varies by region and, of course, commodities. Lenders to livestock producers are more optimistic, though, than bankers lending to crop producers. Overall, lenders also are concerned that producers' credit will deteriorate in the coming year. Those were just a few of the key findings from this year's Ag Lenders Survey report produced jointly by the American Bankers Association and Farmer Mac. Now, breaking it down, agricultural lenders expect only 58% of their borrowers will remain profitable in 2024 compared to 78% last year. Flipping it around, lenders expect 42% of their agricultural borrowers will not make a profit. And a growing number of ag lenders also expect to tighten credit standards in the next 12 months or so. Now, looking ahead to 2025, agricultural lenders overall forecast just 51% of producers will be profitable, the lowest number from the survey since 2020. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. Cattle producers, it's time for the Montana Angus Female Bonanza Sale, Monday, November 18th. 3,600 of America's best bred Angus females sell at the public auction yards in Billings, Montana. Sale time, 11 a.m. Now, these bred Angus heifers and cows will have as much quality and program as any set of females you'll find anywhere. Sale also broadcasts live on Northern Livestock Video. It's your chance to improve your herd's genetic cow power. Sale catalog and videos at northernlivestockvideo.com.
Ready for a real PRF partner? At Ag Risk Advisors, this isn't our first rodeo. We are one of the most experienced in pasture rangeland forage. Honesty, commitment, trust. Many companies use these words. At Ag Risk Advisors, we earn them.
The deadline to enroll in pasture rangeland forage insurance is December 1st. Visit PRFAdvisors.com to enroll.
Well, hey, it looks like North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is President-elect Donald Trump's choice to be the next Interior Secretary. Last night, during his speech at the Americans for Prosperity Gala, Trump said that Burgum's going to head the Department of Interior, and he's going to be fantastic. Now, Burgum, in an interview last week with Fox and Friends, said Trump's election victory means that America is going to be dominant in energy once again. And finally this morning, sheepusa.org, the official website of the American Sheep Industry Association, is now home to a wool calculator for U.S. sheep producers. Previously, the wool calculator was only available on the ASI Market News app. Now, the wool calculator allows you to see the current price of wool in both clean and greasy terms, as well as how prices increase or decrease with changes in micron, yield, and quality. Even though micron is still the primary driver of price, multiple factors, including yield, length, strength, and contamination, still play a role in price. Fortunately, though, these are all things that can be managed, allowing wool growers to garner a better price for their wool. Now, the wool calculator allows you to see how big of a difference lower micron, higher yield, and better quality can actually make. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, we got some very good news to share with you. Of course, if you have the Montana Talks app on your smartphone or you saw me share it on social media, you're already tracking this very good news. here. Hockey fans, if you're in the Billings area, stand by. We got a great guest who's already with us in studio here. We'll get to him in just a second. But first up, let's sneak in a quick phone call here. We've got Nancy in Roundup. Nancy, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Montana Talk, Sam, and a special good morning to our men and women in uniform wherever you are in the world. A couple of quick comments. Donald Trump, his character has obviously changed. He is a very, very formidable man now, and he is not going to take no as an answer from anybody. And, you know, you're seeing these Westerners getting nominations, and I'm curious about this because, to me, these people out here in the American West, like Kristi Noem and the governor of North Dakota, they haven't been contaminated by Washington, D.C. politics. So that might be one of the motives that Trump has by choosing these kind of people. And a quick word about Matt Gaetz. I did some extensive research yesterday. I found out that Kevin McCarthy was doing some phone calling, trying to ask people to get Gaetz in as the possible AG nomination.
Really?
Nominee, I mean. Anyway, and you know the animosity between these two men. So that's already Matt Gaetz has left the House, and he's pretty sure about getting this, being elected as the AG. But remember, the majority in the House at the time that McCarthy was the Speaker wanted him to stay in, and Gaetz fought against that. And we're talking some Washington, D.C. evil politics here. Now, I don't know what's going to happen to Gaetz. I know he's got a nuclear personality, and he is going to really take on places like New York State and California and whatever. He'll clean it up, but he'll be extremely nasty about it, and that's good because that's how the Democrats have been to the GOP. But anyway, that's my thoughts. I don't know how this is going to work out, but everybody, God bless and have a wonderful weekend.
Hey, you too. Happy Freedom Friday to you, Nancy. Great to hear from you. Yeah, that's interesting about Kevin McCarthy reportedly backing Gaetz for Attorney General. I mean, you can think about it in two ways. House Republicans would probably rather have Matt Gaetz taking the fight to the Department of Injustice than they would taking the fight to other Republicans in Congress. And yeah, you're right. He didn't have to resign his seat. He could have waited until he was actually confirmed as AG or a recess appointment and then resigned his seat from Congress. But he says, nope, I'm out. So the anti-Gaetz House Republicans got rid of Gaetz, and then now they can sick him on the Department of Injustice. Somebody had a great soundbite about, oh, yeah, it's not retribution. This is about cleanup. This is not about retribution. This is about cleanup. News. All right, I see we got Bruce in Butte on the phone lines. Hey, Bruce, stand by for just a couple of minutes if you can, because I want to sneak you on here in just a few minutes. But first, we've got a great guest in studio here to tell us about this just incredible news. Parker Phipps is the CEO of Signal Peak Energy. They've got the Bull Mountain coal mine south of Roundup, Montana. In fact, speaking, it's great to get that phone call from Nancy in Roundup. I got this. We had a big Montana coal rally in Roundup just a few weeks ago, and I got to see Nancy there and so many of our other listeners. But Parker Phipps, CEO, Signal Peak Energy, great to see you in studio this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
We both got our coal shirts on, and I got to meet you at the Governor's Cup earlier this year in the summer in the Flathead Valley, and it's one of my favorite T-shirts. So it's great to show support for Montana coal. Well, before I tell our listeners, why don't you tell us what's the big exciting news here?
So Signal Peak has made a $6 million donation to get a new ice rink built in Billings. And it's a public-private partnership with the City of Billings, Signal Peak, and Saburo.
Yeah, this is incredible news. So when I was at that coal rally in Roundup, I get to talking with Parker here, and you were kind of first telling me the news. You said, hey, we're going to have some big news to break with you here in a little bit.
We want to build a hockey rink in Billings, Montana. You know, we've got hockey fans in Bozeman, hockey fans listening in Glasgow, Montana right now. And I said, you know, it's crazy. It's like you go to Glasgow, Montana, of all places, small town, northeast Montana, several hours away from here. People will travel from Bozeman to Glasgow to go play hockey. Billings really needs a brand new hockey rink, and you guys are making it happen.
Yeah, we are. When you look at towns like Bozeman and Missoula, much smaller than Billings, they offer two sheets of ice. And Billings has had Centennial Ice Arena for 40-plus years, a single sheet. And Billings is just behind, and this is our opportunity to catch up.
Well, and you were telling me at the time, too, look, hey, a huge portion of our workforce, you know, because the mine, of course, is located in Musselshell County, but a huge portion of your workforce lives just south of Musselshell County, in Yellowstone County, in the Billings area. So this is your way to give back to your workforce and to the broader community, as I understand it.
Yeah, about 70% of our workforce lives in Yellowstone County, 30% in Musselshell County. And the mine facilities are in Musselshell County, but the actual coal we mine for the last couple of years has been about a 50-50 split between Yellowstone County and Musselshell County.
This is why we can have nice things. We've all heard the phrase, this is why we can't have nice things. Well, because of Montana coal, because of these treasures that are right underneath our feet, that's how we can afford to have nice things. And so, anyway, it's huge news. Like I say, if you go to MontanaTalks.com right now, you'll see this headline, new hockey arena being built in Billings, thanks to coal, specifically thanks to Signal Peak Energy and the Bull Mountain Mine. $6 million they're donating to make this happen. And our Billings listeners will remember when they wanted you to pay for it with your property taxes? Montana Coal's paying for this. Huge. Back after this.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I told Bruce in Butte I would sneak on his phone call here, and then we'll jump back into the conversation with Parker Phipps, the CEO of Signal Peak Energy. Bruce, great to hear from you in the mining city of Butte, America. What's going on, Bruce?
Well, it's been a while since I've been able to call in, but I figured, since I was up this morning, I'd go ahead and give you a holler here. Just a reminder that given the Machiavellian nature of the swamp, I mean, there's plots within conspiracies and everything else. You know, everybody's got their own little fish to fry. You need to remember that we're heading into probably the most dangerous couple months in American history. The swamp is going to do everything they can to stonewall, to hang on to power, to twist things, to deny nominations for Trump's cabinet positions, et cetera, et cetera. There's going to be slow walking of information. You know, the shredders are working overtime.
Yeah.
And then just like Hillary Clinton, smashing their blackberries with hammers and using bleach bit on everything else, they're doing everything they can right now to cover their tracks, to lay IEDs, and to have all kinds of booby traps just waiting.
Oh, so, you're exactly right.
People.
And the State Department is trying to send every last dime that they still have at their disposal over to Ukraine in the meantime.
Yep.
And in the meantime,
about Taiwan?
Yeah, and in the
China
meantime,
is just looking to make a snack of Taiwan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Iranians' proxies have already stepped up their attacks after the election on U.S. troops, so they feel like the clock's ticking before, you know, so they can get away with everything they're trying to get away with before Donald Trump is back in power. Yeah. That. By the way, what Bruce just said right there was exactly what John Jackson and I had talked about on Tuesday. But I think we had that conversation during a commercial break. I don't think we ended up talking about that on air, but he made a similar point. Man, the shredders in Washington have to be just smoking right now. They are overusing those things. Great point. Bruce, great to hear from you. And I know Bruce has, I think, an intelligence background in the military, if I remember right. So well said there. Let's see. Back to Parker Phipps, the CEO of Signal Peak Energy. Parker, yeah, this is just absolutely incredible. So you guys are ponying up $6 million to go towards really a new hockey rink in Billings, but it's going to be part of a broader multiple-use facility, as I understand it. And then now you've got the Yellowstone Ice Foundation. Talk about how your big $6 million donation to this effort is going to spur other donations to get this whole facility up and running.
Yeah, so Sabura has turned Amend Park into Amend Park Recreation Campus, which is going to allow multiple pad sites for different recreation. So ICE is going to be the first one. The city's working on a public building for courts, and then there's going to be a third pad site that is going to be available for another youth group to come in and hopefully build indoor recreation here in Billings.
And Sabura, that's, what is it, South Billings Urban Renewal Association? Did I remember that right?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, all right, something like that. Yeah. Either way, yeah. But let me be very clear. Signal Peak is the driver. It is Montana Coal that is the main driver, not just paying for this, but I think, was it your idea to get this whole thing up and going? How did this whole idea start?
Yeah, we were hoping that the bond would pass because we do need additional recreation spots for our youth, but the taxpayers don't need to pay for it. And so when it didn't pass at basically a 2-to-1 margin, we were looking for other companies to step up, and Signal Peak was in a position where we've had a great year, and we decided we'd be the ones to step up and lead the way.
Well, I had to send out a tweet yesterday thanking Governor Greg Gianforte, because I know when we were at that Montana Coal Rally and Roundup, you know, we've talked about how, look, we've got to get some things done to keep the mine up and running, to keep these jobs up and running. But thanks to Governor Greg Gianforte, he made sure that Signal Peak Energy kept up and running this year. So I at least want to thank him for his efforts, because if you're a hockey fan and you're excited about this new hockey arena, well, hey, we wouldn't have coal dollars if we didn't have folks who support our coal industry. You know, it was funny during the commercial break, during the last news break, Parker asked me a question. He said, hey, do you mind if I say something about some of these anti-coal groups here in Montana? I said, oh, please do. Please do. Anyway, you've got the microphone here, Parker Phipps. What's your message to Montanans?
Guys, having a coal mine in your community is a good thing. I mean, you have the jobs that come from a mine operating, all the downstream jobs from the rail to the power utilities and everything else. But what has MEIC and Northern Plains Resource Council done for your community? Do you ever see a youth soccer team or any youth activity with MEIC on the back of the jersey? These out-of-state people with money come in, pay attorneys, and try and take good-paying rural jobs out of Montana. And having a coal mine is a good thing. We want the people of Yellowstone County and Musselshell County to be proud that they have a coal mine in their community.
What a great message. Yeah, I think about not only the attacks against the Bull Mountain mine near Roundup, the attacks against Coal Strip and all coal mining and power production in Montana. There's a natural gas power plant in Laurel where these out-of-state funded radical environmental groups are protesting that. They've tried to stop that. They're trying to, you know, end the jobs there. And it's like, what a great point you just made. Northern Plains Resource Council, MEIC, these radical environmental groups, they're lining their own pockets to shut you down, to shut down our jobs. And what do they do for us? What have they done for you? Are they sponsoring a little league team in Laurel? Are they donating? Are they contributing to anything? They're lining their own pockets while they seek to harm our own economies and our own communities here. It's a great point you make. Parker Phipps, anything else you want to tell our listeners just about how excited you are to get a facility like this up and running and show this support, not just for the community, but for your miners as well?
Now, we're excited to get this thing underway. We're hoping to break ground this spring. We're working closely with the city to get permits and everything expedited so that we can get started on construction. And our goal would be by the end of 25 to have this facility open. It's going to be a twin sheet facility. It'll be the nicest, most spacious ice facility in the state, and it's also going to attract a junior amateur team to the area, which is much needed.
All right. Well, great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us here on Montana Talks and coming in the early hours as you head back to work at the mine this morning. Good to see you. Thanks for dropping in here. Let's see. Back to your phone calls here, 406-294-0970. Steve in Ballantyne. Steve, what's going on?
Morning, Aaron. Okay, I'm just sitting here kind of chuckling in the back of my head on this ice rink thing, okay, with everything going on in this world. You think the women on the left are going to be out there skating with a little stocking cap or whatever that says, let's drill, baby, drill, you know?
That's a good idea.
They got no hair on their head,
yeah.
You know? Do they understand, Aaron, that they are just making a mockery of themselves? I mean, you're trying to tell me that young kids that don't come from a Democrat family aren't going to want to go skate on this ice? I mean, it's just the hypocrisy to the end, you know? They want to pick on all our natural resources, and coal's a big one, but yet they will have no problem going and skating on a chunk of ice that was built by coal. You understand?
Not only that, but they love public schools. Well, why don't you love the natural resource industries that provide the funding for your public schools, right? I mean, we could go on and on down the list. How much other things? I mean, somebody commented, we shared the story on our radio station websites and Facebook pages, and I think it was one of the Cat Country folks had commented on that page there. They were like, you know, there is a laundry list of local nonprofits and good causes that are funded by Signal Peak Energy. And, you know, where's the laundry list of good causes that are funded by these radical environmental groups? No, their cause is to shut this state down and shut our economy down.
Well, like Wyoming, for instance, they had the best school system in the country because of the coal industry. And now they're shutting it all down. I think they've shut quite a bit down in Wyoming also. And they're just shooting themselves in the foot. I mean, they want everything, but yet they don't want what it takes to create that.
Gimme, 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 but then shut down the goose that's laying the golden eggs out there, from schools to hockey rinks to you name it, across the board. Yeah. Steve, great phone call. Great to hear from you. Appreciate it. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Although, let me see if we got the Montana Family Foundation legislative update in. I'm not seeing it here yet. So, we should have time for more of your phone calls here right after the break. If not, I've also got, man, a laundry list. Laura Trump, I told you, she had a great soundbite about the Matt Gaetz nomination for attorney general and much more. She also talked about how Trump's cabinet nomination announcements, it's like watching the NFL draft. So lots of great soundbites ready to come.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
One of the things I've been repeating is that we have got to restore agencies and departments to their former greatness. And the weaponization of justice has got to end in this country. Some of the things we need to get to the bottom of, why this was allowed to happen, and maybe hold some people accountable that abused, you know, the law or weaponized the law for their own benefit. There's a report by Kerry Pickett today that many Republican lawmakers want Congress to strip the security clearances of those 51 former U.S. intelligence officials that claimed, without knowing a thing about Hunter Biden's very real laptop, they never examined it, you know, was likely Russian disinformation at the request of Wink and Tony Blinken.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Hey, if you can't wait for Black Friday, well, neither can Blinds.com. Right now, they are kicking off savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Now, the holidays are almost here, but there's still time to upgrade your home thanks to Blinds.com. Now, avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Now, swapping out old blinds for custom window treatments, it's a small project with big results. And Blinds.com, they make it simple, easy, and affordable. You can skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. But Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. Now, a Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. They can even handle everything from the measuring and installation. And you can get window treatments with a whole home installed for one low cost. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off on select styles and premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now. Go to Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
We're a big country, 330 million people, the largest economy in the world. But in our rhetoric, we say we like things small. In fact, simply attaching the word big to anything turns it into a villain. Big cities, big pharma, big banks. That's a bit cartoonish, but those sentiments exist for reasons. There is a loss of control that we as individuals can feel dealing with big organizations. What makes businesses big? Efficiency is one reason. Economists call it scale. Well, it's cheaper to produce things with a big operation than a small one. The pressure to grow big is usually hard to overcome. But government promotes size as well, especially through regulation. New methane restrictions on oil producers will end up forcing many tiny producers in northern Montana out of business. Their size doesn't justify the cost of required new investments. Banking regulations do the same thing, pushing smaller banks to sell out the larger ones that can cover the cost of compliance. I'm Patrick Barkey.
O'Reilly. You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now to get started, that's REXMD.com.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Yeah, I knew that would be a big story, getting lots of great attention. New hockey arena being built in Billings, thanks to Cole. And I knew it'd be exciting news for Billings, but I also knew that it would just get excitement and traction all across the state because, you know, like I say, there's hockey fans in Missoula and Bozeman. There's hockey fans from Canada. Actually, for the Canadian hockey fans, it's actually a shorter drive for them to get to Glasgow to play hockey. It's a longer drive for Bozeman and Missoula and everybody else, but they will do it because that's how important having that sheet of ice is, right? But also, I mean, this is just incredible. Like, this was something that the folks who were originally pushing this said, hey, let's go ask the taxpayers to pay more in property taxes. And it's like, we're tapped out. I wish I had a coal mine underneath my house, you know, to pay my property taxes, but we're tapped out. But man, thanks to Montana Coal, this is why we can have nice things. Full story, go to MontanaTalks.com for more details on that. All right, I love this soundbite from Laura Trump. She was on, I think she must have been on Fox News at night with, who is it? Great guy. Got to give credit where credit's due. It's, you know, you got to leave it to the fake news media. They never want to give. Yeah, Trace Gallagher. There we go. So President Donald J. Trump announcing more cabinet picks yesterday. You heard about Doug Burgum being the North Dakota governor being selected to become the Secretary of Interior, which was, of course, the job held by Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke in the first Trump administration. So, you know exactly what we can do to make America great again vis-a-vis the Department of Interior, because that's what Trump and Zinke did back then, and that's what Trump and Burgum are going to do now. But I love this soundbite from Laura Trump talking about the excitement each time President Trump announces another cabinet member.
It's almost like the NFL draft going on right now. Whenever you see Donald Trump time after time picking a new person and everybody gets excited, everybody's paying attention. Yeah. It's really an incredible time in America, and I think the best is truly yet to come.
Wow, she really hit the nail on the head. It really is. It's like the NFL draft. RFK Jr., in fact, Travis, I just sent a text message to Brian Massard with Reminisce Angus. I think Brian Massard, Travis, will join us at 9:10 a.m. Brian Massard has been working very closely with RFK Jr., advocating for cattle producers, advocating for beef, the beef industry. And so anyway, I think you're going to love hearing his take on what RFK might have planned to make America healthy again. So I think Brian's going to join us later on in the 9 o'clock hour. If he's busy, then we'll sneak him on earlier. But here's what Laura Trump had to say about RFK.
You have Make America Great Again, but you also have Make America Healthy Again, which really was a big platform of this campaign, and it came directly from RFK Jr. And when you want to talk about health and getting our country healthy again, looking out for our kids, he's the guy.
Yeah, RFK will basically be the Secretary of Health and Human Services, so which is a big task. So he's going to take a big bite out of that organic apple. All right. Oh, and then her reaction to Matt Gaetz. I love this soundbite as well.
This is not a retribution tour. This is about cleaning up agencies across the government, Trace, that the American people have lost faith in completely. The Department of Justice is one of those. And he has chosen Matt Gaetz, of course, to be that person. Yep. I think he's going to be a great pick. We certainly hope to see a confirmation.
There you go. There you go. It's not retribution. This is about cleanup. And, of course, there is a massive cleanup that needs to take place in the Department of Injustice. By the way, the swamp is absolutely freaking out over the Matt Gaetz nomination. They're freaking out. The swamp inside the Pentagon is freaking out over the Pete Hegseth nomination as well. A great montage that Jesse Waters shared last night. Maybe we'll kick off the 7 o'clock hour Freedom Friday with that coming up right after this.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Buying a vehicle at a dealership can be a stressful process, from the time commitment involved to the pressure of haggling with salespeople, not to mention test driving lots of vehicles. But there are some ways to make the process easier for you and your wallet. Be sure to call ahead to the dealership to see if the models you want to try are available. Showrooms have cut back on the number of vehicles they keep on the lot, meaning fewer options for test drives. And check price guides like Kelley Blue Book to get a sense of the range of prices for the car you desire. For trade-ins, you can visit cars.com along with Kelley Blue Book to find out how much your vehicle is currently worth. And to assist with negotiations, experts say it would be wise to run your vehicle through multiple trade-in offers. In addition to knowing car values and a fair going price, you should know your credit score and loan offers, so you know what kind of rates and terms you might be eligible for. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
KDU.